You're listening to Encounter, an offering of sacred meditations made possible by listeners like you. Visit our website at encounteringpeace.org to learn more about how you can encounter the divine presence of God throughout your day. Have you ever felt lost? As if you were wandering down the wrong path? You feel your heart start to race a bit. Your breathing quicken. You wonder if you're alone, and has anyone ever walked this path before? But then, you see a broken twig, maybe some leaves pushed out of the way. The ground becomes level. And then you see a signpost ahead, and you realize with great joy, I am not lost. I'm on the path, the tried, dependable, and tested way. You feel relief for now. Well, that path is for walking. But have you ever wondered if you're on the correct, righteous path? Have you ever imagined the absence of God on the path that you've chosen? Well, the theme of this meditation from Proverbs chapter 3 is finding the path towards God and discovering that you aren't lost, and God is not missing. But do you ever feel tempted to find your own way? Well, you're not alone, me too. So you are in the right place. The Lord is here, and His Spirit is with us. So begin your meditation by finding a place to be quiet and still. A divine respite from the hectic pace of the world. Time to receive the guidance of the Eternal Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Continue in this time of awareness by listening and then responding to this passage from Romans chapter 12. And as I lead us, respond, Heavenly Father, show me the path towards you. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word. Constantly rejoice in hope because of your confidence in Christ. Heavenly Father, show me the path towards you. Be steadfast and patient in distress, devoted to prayer, continually seeking wisdom, guidance, and strength. And Heavenly Father, show me the path towards you. Contribute to the needs of God's people, pursuing the practice of hospitality. And Heavenly Father, show me the path towards you. For a moment longer, linger in this time of divine guidance and holy wisdom, walking the tried and true path towards God. He is present. God is not absent, and you are safe here. Remaining in this sacred space, become aware of moments you choose your own path, times that you've sought guidance that seems wise, but only in your eyes. Have you ever made a wrong turn? Has your own wisdom ever left you disappointed? Well, be open and candid before God in this time of reflection. For another moment, center on beginning to turn from your path towards God's path of righteousness. Begin to center now on having awe, fear, and respect for God and His ways. Center too on your breathing. Bring your attention to your breath. Breathing not from your chest, but your stomach. Focus on the slow rise of your stomach with each deep breath. Be mindful of it rising. Each breath centering you on walking the path with God. Your mind will surely wander, but please feel no condemnation. Rather, return to your breathing and whisper the words, "Heavenly Father, show me the path towards you." Center on the word "path" as your focused prayer. Now continue as you listen to each of these three divine readings from Holy Scripture. This passage from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 and 8 from the New King James Version is a portion of the writings of King Solomon. This chapter concerns trusting in the Lord with all of your heart. So imagine now these words as a personal note of encouragement from Solomon to you. Words to find the path to God. We are all impressed with ourselves, aren't we? But I want you to be careful, my friend, to not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. What from the reading gave you the most joy? Well, listen once more for any emotional influence this scripture passage has on you again. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. What emotions rose to the surface in this second reading? We'll take this next minute for that to become your deeper contemplation. Listen once more, but contemplate now on this wider passage from the New Living Translation. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding, but seek His will in all that you do. He will show you which path to take. And don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Then you will have healing for your body and strength for your bones. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What did you experience in this passage? Well, let that be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. Now move into a time of guided prayer as you listen to this passage again, but from the New International Version. Dear Lord God, help me to always trust in you with all of my heart and lean not on my own understanding. In all my ways, help me submit to you and keep my path straight. And keep me from finding wisdom in my eyes, but learn to respect you so that I may shun evil. I plead and pray for this in the name of your Son, my Savior, and my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What was God whispering to you in that prayer? Well, take this next minute for this passage to become your prayer, and pause if you need or want more time. Resting now in imaginative contemplation, return to the path that you were walking on just a few moments ago. Uneven, unstable ground. Feel the loose stones underfoot. And there's just no end in sight. You were feeling lost and running out of time. You stand in darkness. Now feel the Holy Spirit begin to guide you to the way of God. Keep your eyes ahead on Christ in His way. Rest in the shadow of His strong presence. You aren't as lost as you thought you were. Only one step away from returning to the way of God, His strength, and His presence. So for this next minute, rest here walking in His way, His pure, perfect, and tested path to righteousness. As you navigate your way, be aware of moments when you find comfort in your own wisdom instead of God's. Do you seek after your own path because you feel God is too distant? Well, He isn't. He is present and active, waiting for you to join Him. Contemplate on that as you receive this prayer of benediction to remember to be careful not to be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. May you choose the way of Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and the wisdom of God at this moment and always. And no matter whether morning or evening, remain here for another moment longer, whispering, Heavenly Father, show me the path towards you, choosing to follow the wisdom of the Holy Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.